Okay, we'd like to, if we can, Rav Hashem, finish the Tosafin on the Gemara and on the days that we did. So before I go back to the Inyan that we were discussing in the Tosas of Ovelas Yasan, which is going to be the main subject of the Shir, just a Mar Mokum or so, relating to what I brought up yesterday in the Tosas of Rush. We mentioned the Tosas of Rush, who had the Kasha about a Shliach who does the Tikas Chametz and the Baal Bais is not participating. And what would be the Nusach HaBracha for the Shliach, since the Svar of the Gemara, in that case, the mitzvah is not his mitzvah, it's the Baal Bais's mitzvah, should we change the Nusach HaBracha? And the second teretz of the Rush was that it's considered to be the mitzvah of the Shliach because of the Rush was a komitzvah of Levaro. Everyone has a tzivui in Bar Chametz, even if it's not your Chametz. And we noted that that's the Lashna Gemara in Bava Kama. But what's interesting is, and this is just sort of what we began to put together, two and two, in terms of the fact that he quoted that Gemara, but he also explains over here, so what exactly is the mitzvah that the Shliach has to destroy someone else's chametz? He says to save the other person from a Shigas Bal Yiroyah. In other words, that given the fact that I'm going to do Bedika, so otherwise he has chametz and he'll violate Bal Yiroyah. We didn't understand the Chared as Bittul, so why would he Bal Yiroyah? Okay, that was a separate Ha'ara. But what would that mean? And what is the halacha? The halacha of Arvus, in other words, every Jew is responsible to save other Jews from doing Averis. The interesting thing is that the Gemara over there mentioned in connection to a case of Gazal Chametz before Pesach, and someone goes and burns the Chametz during Pesach. The Chametz is Biyah HaGazlin. So that is why he doesn't have to pay for Hezek, because HaKometzim of Levaro. So if we translate what the Rush said here, the HaKometzim Baro is based on Arvus to save another Jew from an Avera by Yeroyah having Chametz on Pesach. So what exactly would that mean in the context of a Chametz that was stolen? So just to flesh out a little bit, it was pointed out to me correctly that Lechora, what would be the person who he's saving from a Bal Yeroyah? So we thought it meant the Nigzal. He doesn't have to pay for the hezek of the chametz that belongs to an exile because he is mitzvah levayer the chametz of another Jew, meaning the nigzal who's potentially going to violate would mean bal yiroyah. So we wondered, is that really true? Because after all, he might own the chametz, but it's not in his house. So again, we have to go back to the sugyas and daf hei, and we saw that maybe there are shittos that way, the mashal. In other words, even if it's not your house, if you're a chametz, you own the chametz, so maybe in a chenambi. The reason why it's not so simple is because the Rosh himself seems to hold otherwise. The Rosh, if you remember, brought a question about chametz that was given over to the hands of a shomer. So if it's not in my rishus, it's by the shomer, would I violate by yiroyah? And the Rush discussed the Gaonim and so on. And the Rush seemed to say there that the person who owns the Chametz would violate Bal Yiroyah, even though it's not in his house. And the Rush explained why. What did the Rush say? Because the Shomer is holding it for the Balaam. Wherever it is in Shomer's house, it's really the Malkum is Miyuchat for the Balaam. So that's why the Balaam would violate Bal Yiroyah, even though it's not physically in his house. It's in the Shomer's possession, but the Shomer is holding it for the Balaam. So if you take that Svara of the Rush, l'chora, that doesn't hold by Gazlin and Nigzal, because no one's going to say that the Gazlin is holding it for the Nigzal. The Gazlin is took it away from the Nigzal. His intention is not to hold it for the Nigzal, not to give it back. So that's really why the problem, I think, does remain within the Rush himself, which we didn't clarify yesterday. Now, for the Rush himself, why would he be saving the Gazlin, the Nigzal from Bal Yiroyah? So what could we say? So I think this is good. We were discussing Shari earlier as well, that maybe the pshat is, not what we thought yesterday, that he's saving the nigzal from Bal Yiroyah. He doesn't have to pay the nigzal for the hezek. But why is it that he's mitzvah levaro? Because he's saving which Jew from Bal Yiroyah? The Gazlin. The Gazlin has chametz of another Jew in his possession. So maybe the pshat is that the Gazlin has the violation of Bal Yiroyah. So that maybe could be the pshat in the Rush. In fact, there is a Tosis Mufurish, that Chav Tesmet Aleph on the top. Tosis takes for granted in the middle of his discussion that a Gazlin who has chametz of another Jew is for sure violating Bal Yiroyah, because it's no worse than what case? What is always machayv in Bal Yiroyah? Kidul chon dami. If you have a chrayis, a new Gazlin still has a chrayis, it's chayv ba'omsin. So the full achrayis that we know always by a shomer that makes a shomer valid by yiroah on another person's chametz, so makes a kiddul chon dami the sugya earlier. So therefore, by a gaz, and there would be by yiroah. So maybe that's pshat and the rush as well. Just an interesting maramakum, which again we have to know what pshat would be, but there's a shita mikubetses in Bava Kama on daf tzadi vava mibeis. A short piece he brings from one of the Rishonim, the Moshe Misar Kasta. The Chametz Avel about Pesach, he says, quote, the Chen Adin, he says, in Gazal Chametz, the Avar Olav Pesach, Nira Lomar, Lozeh, open Olav Bayiroi. So here he brings that if Chametz was stolen before Pesach, and over Pesach was by the Gazlin, not the Nigzal nor the gods and Bayira. The Nigzal, I understand, we've been discussing, because it's not the base, there are different ways to explain what the standard of Beischem, Batechem. But okay, however you say it, the Rosh, the other Shittas, he doesn't have control, it's not in his physical house. So the Nigzal, I understand, but he says, Lo Zeh Bezeh. So there apparently is a Shita Rishonim that the Gazlin also doesn't buy Iran. That's already a question. Why should that be?
It has to be both.
It has to be in your Rishus and you have to own it. The Gazlin is Kinyan Gzela. Thanks to China, was a Chorus no worse than Achrais. But why should it be better than a case of a person, Kabul Achrais, that's considered Kiddul Chondam? That's the, I stand, you know, he said by Socha Umaskir. But here, you know, it should be Kabbalah Achrais. Only is mekabel achrayis, but if the Torah puts in his rishus for chiyuv onsin, that's not the same. You have to start thinking in those terms. But that's what you have here, at least one sheet and rishonim. But at least for the Rosh, I think the simple pshat would be that the bayirah that the person is saving, the person's bayirah is the Gazan's bayirah. Okay, let's go back to the inyan of Ovel HaSiyasan and the question of when you make the different brachas. We have. We're going to discuss sukkah, by lulav, bracha tias lulav. We'll go on to ala tefila, as the Gemara goes on to as well. So, as part of the shaka v'tarin in the Gemara, of the nusach habracha of le and al, the Gemara raises the question from the Braisa that gives us the nusach habracha of abba minim, where you say al netilas lulav. The Gemara asks the kasha if a choritz it should be a le. The Gemara says mid the agbe a nafak be. No, it makes perfect sense this thing out because you already yotze. Mid the agbe nafak be. That's what the Gemara says. Ask the Gemara. It says it tolo latzei. The Gemara says this agav. It says by sukkah nechnas leishiv. It says also not to latzei. But we're talking, in other words, that he was a yotze, and therefore the bracha would be, in fact, al netilas lulav. So Tosfos asked the question, and Tosfos be that in agbe nafak be. So then, how can you make the bracha if the klal is over l'asiyaso? So it's already after the mitzvah is over. The Tosfos tells us, and this is going to be the inyan that we're going to discuss today: mitzvah nimsheches, a mitzvah that has a certain meshach zman, so you can still quote it over l'asiyasan, because even though one aspect of the mitzvah has already been fulfilled, but there's another aspect that's yet to be done, even if that's not l'ikuva, because this is, of course, what Tosfos says is nanuim. So the nanuim of Hallel Tosfos focuses on, and since sirach l'naneya, and that's a hemshach of the netila, so therefore that can be called over l'asiyasan. That's as far as that Tosfos. Let's just see the other Tosfos, and then we'll compare it to the Tosfos in Sukkah. So the Gemara says, Latzeis yatsa mibayile. So it should say, the Gemara says it should say Latzeis. So Tosfos asks, how do you have such a case? Netolo Latzeis. By definition, Netolo means you're yotze, mid'agbe. The Gemara is saying it should have said, and that's what you should have said. It says, Latzeis, it sounds like you're not Yotze yet. Gemara says it's Agav, the Lashon is just Agav, the other case. But meanwhile, if the Gemara is assuming that Latzeis means they haven't done it yet, how could be it didn't do it? You know, Netolo is already Yotze, not Netolo Latzeis. Lotus Matras Goya Sadayan Bosantila, Umaskachas La, Tosus says, how is it possible? Kisha Hafcha. The Tosus brings a Gemara in Membeis in Sukkah. The Gemara is discussing not the question that everyone likes to discuss and gives us as an answer. We're using the Gemara's answer to answer a new question. The Gemara is discussing the Nogea, the Indian of Tabit Bar Mitzvah, if Asa Mitzvah, and whether you be part of, if you motzi it, whatever, on Shabbos. So the question of whether you did a mitzvah or not, how did you pick it up? But meanwhile, this is relevant in terms of when you're Yotze and what, how you have to hold it to be Yotze. So the Gemara mentions the Erev Membeis. So hafcho is the halacha that you only yotze if you hold the kederach gidei lasan, and therefore you have a situation in tolo where you're not yet yotze. I mean, the tolo latzeis bo. What's another suggestion? Oh, shne tolo shelo latzeis bo b'osin etila. Another way to work out how it could be, you could have read the Brisa's words. The Brisa could have said Nitolo Latzeis. It was Nitolo with a specific kavana Shelo Latzeis. So even though mitzvah ain't tfichas kavana, let's assume, even if you assume that way, but if you have kavana the opposite, then you're not yotze. So you could have a situation of Nitolo Shelo Latzeis. So therefore, Nitolo Latzeis, even though it's Nitolo, you weren't yet yotze. Now Tosis raises, so that's in terms of how you, the Gemara could justifiably ask the question that the Lashon, the Tolo Latzeis, is mashma that you were in the Tolo and you weren't Yotze. How could that be? Tosis gave you two suggestions. But does that mean that therefore every Jew who picks up Dalad Minim on Sukkis has to do it in one of these two ways? He has to do it holding the Esrog upside down, or with the Kavanah Shelo Latzeis? So Tosis, no, you have another solution, the Chatchila. This is now Tosis bringing in the Re in terms of actual practice. Uksha Adam Nota Lulav Ein Sarach L'Hofcha. Why? Kid Pirish Re, Kimish Sarach Nanea Bahala. So here we're in this in Chiddush. Not only is it that you can consider to be Ovelas Yaso, but it can also be relied on lechatchila. In other words, not that you fulfilled Ovelas Yaso, if that's what you did, it's not just a teretz. How can you make the bracha? It's already too late, so to speak. Not too late. You have an Ovelas Yaso because of the nanuim. Tosis is using the Re now a step beyond. Tosis is saying that that can actually be lechatchila, a fulfillment that you don't have to try to figure out an etza of hafcha. Maybe you'll argue that Hafcho is better because then you have a better over Lasiyas, that it's over Lasiyas ha-Iker mitzvah, not just the Nanuim. Tosus is willing to rely on the Re even as a perfect fulfillment of over Lasiyas. So that's the thing of Chiddush, right? Just reading the Tosus. Oh, Mishum, in a road to Lasiyas, both in a Tila, which means that de facto, it's as if you, since you Maestra, you're picking it up, and it could be assumed that you're not going to be Yotze, so therefore it's not going to yet be Yotze until after you pick it up. Now, this is very Bekitzer. There is a Tosis in Sukkah that discusses what we have in both these Tosis in both together, and a few more details that emerge during the Tosis in Sukkah. So we'll do it quickly just to highlight some of the Nekudas in Tosis in Sukkah. So this is on the Gemara in Lamites, when the Gemara quotes the Klal of Ovelas Yasin, the same member that we have in our Gemara. So here Tosis brings it the challenge that exists when it comes to lulav, because we have the din of over lasiyas. But as we noted already in the Ritva here, Bayas points out that over doesn't mean kodem. Over means just before. Tosis doesn't highlight the deal kalashin, but that's the kavan of over lasiyas. So when it practically applies to different mitzvahs, so you can't just say as long as sometime before the mitzvah, it has to be just before. Example by tefillin. So this is going to quote, when you make the bracha laniach, just before, it's on your arm, but just before the fastening, but not when it's in front of you. So when it comes to lulav, you can't say just because it happens to be sitting on the table in front of you, you make a bracha, then you pick it up. There has to be something just before you do the mitzvah. So this is Tosis' dilemma. Over lasiyasan, So you have to make a bracha before you take it, because the acha shenatlo midag minafik pe, like the Gemara says later. But the problem is, milo mistava klal hech yivarcha lo v'humunach b'kli. You can't make a bracha when it's totally, there's no shaychus, it's just sitting there. The Gemara in Menachos talks about tefillin, mishas hanachat shas kshira. Kshira meaning the fastening on your arm. The kosh shash in a mitzvah muzimenes l'fan of lasos lo mistava kala baracha. Tosis lo mistava, as the Tosis puts it, lo mistava, like it has to be shaykh. The Shema Misha Yasrita Lulab Kodim Shiito Esig Nivarach. Possibility, Tosis says a lot of different possibilities. He's playing. Pick up the Lulav and leave the Esrog until after the Brach. So you're not making the mitzvah until you have the Esrog as well. Behind Ovalasi Yasam, because they're ma'akiv each other. That's another suggestion. Inami, he says the suggestion here of Hofech. Inami La'acha Shinota Shneyan El Shahofech Echad Mehem Kedabinan Besol Pirkin, that it's not Yod Save, it's not Kedachi De Lassan. Brings the marker from Atzei Shitim Omdim. And then the other suggestion, Afilu Nakedu Kedachi De Lassan. I'm assuming you fellows have it or saw it. No, but I'm reading. Yeah, okay. So Efshe she's Kavin Shalu Latzis Achad Bracha. And even though it's Vichas Kavana, but nevertheless, Bakor Chalu Nafik, you can have a Kavana Dafka Shalu Latzis. Then he brings it into Tilas Yadayim, which we'll wait for. That's going to come up in the next toast. It's coming up in Tosis soon. But he points out that whatever you see by the Tilas Yadayim is a smaller chiddush than what you have over here. One of the points we're going to see by the Tilas Yadayim is that you can make the bracha before the niguv, because the niguv is considered an essential requirement, because if your hands are still tamei if you don't dry them. We'll discuss soon. But that is easier to understand, that you can consider that over lasiyasa, where you make the bracha before the niguv. Whereas over here, if you want to rely on the nanuim, so the nanuim are just shiari mitzvah, they're not ma'akev. So there's a bigger chiddush to say that that's good enough. Here Tosus was happy to rely on the re and didn't have any questions about it. Tosus here points out that it's not exactly analogous. Lo dami kuli ha, he says. The ninua in a machshire mitzvah be'alma b'lo ma'akev. And then Tosus also brings what we mentioned, that Tosus Rashi mentions it as well, Minhagan Sha'ancha Yerushalayim, who used to take the law of wherever they went, to Shul, Kriyashma, wherever they went. And again, even though Ein Ma'akvin, Tosus again is willing to go sign off on this. Mikomakam ho b'yesh b'dav ha'mitzvah na'mufchar chashik over lasiyasan. So here it's very interesting, the point that you can rely on even what is just a mitzvah min ha'mufchar component of the mitzvah, still overlasiyasin, because the mitzvah is nimshaches in some way, even though that's not the akiv in the mitzvah, that's good enough. So this is, again, this is what comes up in a gear, the inyan of overlasiyasin when it comes to lulav. Again, obviously many, many more pratim, but just, this is the Rashi pratim, at least from Tosfos. Let's see how this is going to apply also to Tilas Yadayim and Tefillah and so on. So this is the Tosfos of Latzeis that we just read. Let's go on. The Hilchisa al Bir Chametz. So here, the Gemara, after bringing in the Terutzim for a puppy, Paskins la'loch the other shita. Paskins like Rapapa. The Hilchisa al Bir Chametz. So what does it mean exactly? Hilchisa al Bir Chametz. The Dafka, or that it could be. That was a puppy didn't accept al Bir Chametz as an option. He says it has to be Levayah. Rapapa says al Bir Chametz. Satosa says, Yacha hu Roma came. This works very well with Rashi. If what did Rashi say? In what's Rosh and Rashi over here? So beer nami lahaba mashma. And what did Rashi say in the beginning of this? So yes, Beno David was medayik. When the Gemara says bilavayer, kulam lo pigid lahaba mashma b'shaper dami. So how did Rashi learn that even Rav Papa, who's said that you say albir chametz, doesn't mean that you have to say albir, but you could say levaira even better, just as well. But you could also say albir. So it comes out what was in the kudus amachlokas, whether albir is going to work. So when the Gemara says hilchas albir chametz, l'chora all has to mean is that Rav Papa is correct, meaning that levaira is okay, because we said it from the beginning, he was maskim to Levi. That works very well. This is how the Me'iri came out when we read the Me'iri the first day with Rashi. So it comes out that you have a choice. You could say Albir, that's the option is available to you. That's how the Me'iri summed it up. Right. Epshalom the afal beer comma demandin varachi lo mishtabish. Omandin varachi lo mishtabish. Tosis continues. Oh Shema, Tosis has another suggestion. Maybe the Gemara doesn't just mean Hilchasa Albir Khamit, that it's also possible you could do either. You could do either one. Albir is an option. Maybe the Gemara means Oshema Dafka Albir Khamit. Maybe what this line of Gemara is opening up a whole other point. That bedafka b'chametz, and now you have to know why. Why should that be? The Gemara is alluding to something bigger here. The yesh tam b'brachas. Why some brachas, some mitzvahs are al and some are le? And the Gemara leaves it to our imagination. But the read doesn't really have a good handle on it. The read will matzah tam l'chol brachas. And here this opens up a whole sugya. Many, many, many shittas. We'll see a little bit of it in the Rush, the Rambam. There are all kinds of shittas about what the cloud could be. And Tosis is perhaps saying that the Gemara might be alluding to all of that. And therefore, based on the cloudim, this is what should be in this mitzvah, this should be in this mitzvah. There are mitzvahs of Am, mitzvahs of Lev. There's another Vart that Rishonim mentioned that perhaps the Gemara could mean Bedafka, based on another Indian that you find the Gemara Brachis, that if the option is available, and you're a lamdin, and you know that, so it may be bedafka to show, to be mora, hora, that this is in fact correct. So there might be an Indian to bedafka do that, to show that you're not just kind of copping out, but this is totally a good option. So maybe that's more meant, bedafka, just to show, because it's good, and there are those who think it's not, so you want to make a point and statement to say, albir is fine. So maybe that's what the Gemara means, bedafka. That's not like a larger cloud. That's just a pshat in the Gemara that could explain the Gemara to mean bedafka for a separate technical reason, to be a Talmud Chacham, to show that this is a good nusach. Tosis is saying maybe there's something more, but I don't really know what it's based on. That's what we have here. So that's what we're going to have to get into as a separate discussion. Okay, now we have the next chelk of the sugya with the Krav of Rashi Yassan. Initially, the statement was quoted by Shem Shmuel that Kolamithus Kulan of Mevarach of Rashi Yassan doesn't mention any exceptions. They Rav Amri Chutz Benatfila the Shofar. So Rav, Beirav, as originally quoted, has two exceptions, Tefillah and Shofar. The Gemara says, let's figure this out. What's the pshat here? Tefillah, the akati gavra lo chazi. So what is Rav saying? That there you don't, the gavra is lo chazi. Therefore, the bracha has to be not over lasiyas. And what tefillah are we talking about? And what does it mean, gavra lo chazi? The Gemara doesn't explain. It's very vague. When do we have a bracha on tefillah? What are the possibilities? With the brachas, nusach brachas is going to be, we'll soon see, right? Ala tvila. So we have it for a tamei, regular person who's tamei, who's coming to the mikveh to become tohar. Any situation, a person who's tamei, whatever the tumah might be. We have specifically a tvila bale keri for Ezra, takanas Ezra. And we have tvilas ger. As part of the Talich of Gerus. So, Gemara is saying that there the bracha by Tevila, but it doesn't say which Tevila. The bracha is going to be said not over Lasi Yassan, but after. The Gemara explains why, because Gavel Lo Chazi. What's the pshat? The Gemara continues, what about Shofar? Maybe because he might not do the mitzvah correctly, but then if that's the case, Shechita Mila should be the same thing. So the answer is that's not a chshash. And now itma, right? Even by, we only mentioned tefillah. Tanya nami hachi. Taval va'ala ba'aliyaso om ba'baracha shekitshana mitfosu b'shvano ala tefillah. So what did Rashi say? Rashi learned that the tefillah we're talking about is the tefillah of Bali Keri. And what does the Gemara mean? Gavra lo chazi. Gavra lo chazi, says Rashi, because there was an Isser at the time that Ezra made the Takana, was an Isser for Bali Keri to say brachas and to do Talmud Torah. Afterwards, the Gemara says they abolished it. But meanwhile, there was a tefillah for Bali Keri to be matched, they could say brachas, and now he can't say brachas. He can't make the bracha before in a second. Kigon tefillas Bali Keri, the kaimelan bebrachas, also bedivrei Torah, or bebracha. The Ezra tikein tefillah Bali Keri in the bedivrei Torah. So now that's part one of Rashi. So the Gemara is this, so the Gavra Lochazi part is going on Bali Keri, who can't say brachas. Now that explains Bali Keri, but we also have Ger, we have Tameim, or the Tameim is an Isser for Tamei to say a bracha. Rashi, Lo Shamanu, Rashi acknowledges that. So then what's the halacha there? Is the bracha said before the tefillah or after? But the statement of the Gemara was chutz min ha-tefillah. The Gemara does the Gavra Lo Chazi is about Keri, but the chutz min ha-tefillah sounds like everybody. That all the brachas of tefillah are afterwards. So Rashi adds a point. Rashi says, "Umishuma hu tefillah tikun b'chol tefillas b'chasar b'sof." So according to Rashi, it comes out that by all the other tefillos, there isn't a good reason why the bracha can't be said before. The only tefillah that we understand is Bali Keri. Mishum Bali Keri, that's agav that, and by Keri, the tefillah and the brachas be after the tefillah because he can't make a bracha, so too everywhere else. Everywhere else, meaning what? Meaning Tameim. And what about a ger? Rashi doesn't spell out what he means. Ger too, Rashi would have been fine, in theory, to make the bracha first. Yeah? Rashi doesn't say, unless Rashi meant what?
Keep going.
So Rashi didn't focus on ger. Rashi was focused on Balkari and then Tevila of Tameim. Could be. That's past this in Rashi. Rashi, we weren't discussing ger right now. But the Pshat Negem of Gavra Lochazi, Rashi didn't want to refer to Ger. For some reason, Rashi picked Bali Keri and the Tfilas Ezra. But Rashi tells us the Gavra Lochazi is there, but once the Svara of Gavra Lochazi dictates that the bracha had to be subsequent to the Tfilah, so then already all the time it was a low plug, that was always the Takana to do it afterwards.
Yeah, a couple questions. One, does that mean Rashi knows that we stole?
No. So it's all pointed out. But once you have to say this, once the Takana was that way at the time, so even though there's no, and then agav that all the tefillahs were the same. So even though the Mevatu Takanas Ezra, but the halacha of making the other tefillah afterwards remains intact even after the fact, even after. Yeah, that's the chur. Yeah. So what could Rashi, what were you asking? Rashi should have focused on what on Ger.
Yeah.
That's a good time. It's a good time. How come Rashi ignores it? How come Rashi didn't choose to learn on Tfilas Ger? Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good hara. It makes sense. Gavra Lo Chazi over there too. What are you going to say? You can make the bracha. He's not Jewish yet. There's no tzivui. So why did Rashi choose to learn Dafka and Bali Keri? It's a good question. Yeah.
Maybe Dr. Rashi wanted to have a case where this person is usually able to make a bracha, but in the case they can't. A ger is not a child, it's not a Jew yet.
But why can't the Gemara? Why can't? Yeah, but
so you want to dafka somewhere where the Jew, it's a Jew, you could normally make bracha, but because of a certain situation, it's he's mitame or he carry. That's why he can't make a bracha.
But why can't the Gemara's Gabriel Chazi go and ger? Makes perfect sense. Why not? I was thinking maybe like this, maybe that it's easier to say agav, if it's agav tefillas Balkari, then also tefillah of Kol HaTameim. Balkari is also a level that they gave him a certain dag of tumah binogeya, the Isser of Dibitar and Bracha. It's like he has a certain status of tumah. The tefillah is a tefillah to remove whatever level tumah that they said come. Just like Balkari is one of that carries, you know, it's also a tumah regular halachas of tumah. So this they extended that to asa b'divrei Torah. So there's more of a shaychus between a tefillah of Balkari for Torah and a tefillah of all the Tameim that you could say that agav that they were mitakin all the Tameim who are told but also make the bracha afterwards. But to say by ger, that just like the ger makes the bracha after the tefillah for the reasons that are obvious. So too, all the Tmeim. Why should you do an Agav Ger? Like, why should that Ger is like its own category? So everyone else should be able to make the bracha beforehand. And Rashi's guarded by the Lashon HaGemara, Chutz Min HaTfilah, sounds like Tfilah of Tmeim is said after, the bracha is said afterwards. So it has to be Agav something. But Agav Ger, why should that be? So maybe that's why Rashi... Maybe that's what Rashi wanted to learn, that the Gavur L'Chazi has to be something that's more shaykh, more comparable to the Tevila of Tmeir. Maybe that's what Rashi learned that. Gomaisa, one could have said that the whole Gemara Chutz Min HaTevila is only talking about Tevila's Ger. Who says it has to be that Agav? You see, that's what the Rif seems to hold. That really, in the Hanami, by all the Tmeim, they make the Bracha first. But I guess Rashi's mashmos of the Gemara was, no, chutz min ha-tfila, it doesn't sound like only this tefillah. So at the end of the day, it sounds like tefillah that all the Tmeim that go to the mikvah make a bracha. They say the bracha afterwards. So it has to be agav something. They could make a bracha before. So what's Gavur L'Chazi? So after Gavur L'Chazi, it has to be something similar to them. So Rashi learns Bakar. Maybe that's the show. Tosa says, Ala tefillah, Omer Rach b'shem ha-gon. Maybe we'll see soon the Rach inside. It's interesting, Rach. Omer Rabbeinu Chanan b'shem ha-gon. So he's Kabbalah ha-gonim already, others. Dafka b'tefillah's ger, delo chazi kodim tefillah. So Tosa says, really, this halacha is only by tefillah's ger that you make the bracha after and not before. Because delo chazi kodim tefillah, he can't make the bracha before. Why can't he make the bracha before? So Tosis tells you why. Delo matzi lememar b'tzivanu de'akati nachri. He can't say b'tzivanu at that time because he's still non-Jewish. So we'll come back to this in a second. Avol shar chai b'tzivah, but all other chai b'tzivah, kigon bal keri b'kayotzi bo, muter levarech. They can certainly make the bracha beforehand, because what was Takanas Ezra no longer holds. You know, if you argue that about Kerry can't make a bracha for that reason. No, Kidamin Bepek Mishameso, no Alma Kitlasa Sabi, Rabbi Yehuda. Seir, I think it says over there. I'm not sure. The Bal Kerry, Shiyachol is Paul Varech, the Lumut Kodim Tfila, Divetar Namakabun Tumet says there. So therefore, what Tosus is bringing here from the Rach B'Shem Agon, that really Shar Temeim, including Bal Kerry, Mutter Levarech, and therefore what? Therefore they would make the bracha before. The Tosus doesn't buy into what Rashi says, that Agav, Balkeri, they said everything. Tosus is focusing on Ger. It doesn't say Agav, Ger, everything else. And it makes sense the way we just explained it, because Ger is not necessarily shaykh to all the other types of tefillos. It's a different halacha. And yet, Tosus does acknowledge, opens the door a little bit. Afa became Omeri, the Engligor, he doesn't say that the takana was to do it afterwards. He says that lemaisa, there are women who are tovel, nida and whatever, after tvila, don't protest. Came in the ikat tvila's ger, the lo matzi levarech, lo chilku. So Tosis also is using a lo chilku between tvila's ger that's afterwards and tefila of Anida. So that's similar to Rashi, in that Rashi also said that there was a low plug, but there's a world of difference, right? First of all, Rashi's situation was a low plug from tefilas Balkari to tefila of Tmeir, and he's thinking back to time of Ezra's Takana, and Tosus using a low plug from tefilas Ger to Shar Tmeir, which is perhaps a bigger leap. But on the other hand, and this maybe explains the first diuk, Rashi makes it a little plug as that is the takan, that to do it afterwards. Tosis only uses the little plug, the little chilko, to the extent, the way he puts it, is in rigor. It means that Tosis is still would argue that better is they should make the bracha before, because they could. Tosis doesn't elaborate, but it's obvious. There's no reason why she can't make a bracha. Elamai, Lamai, so they were doing it so in rigor, because you could say, like, little chilko. And even though it's a little chilku from Tfilas Ger to all the Tmeim, but Mela, that's also good. Just one little ha'ara, Tosus says, why is the what's the Gavur L'Chazi according to Tosus for Rashi? It means it has to be the Divrei Torah, going back to the time of Ezra. And before they abolished the Takana, says, according to Tosus, why is it L'Chazi? Because he can't say what? Mitzvivanus. I pashut understand pshat. So what? So if we make the bracha after, what's the bracha on the tefillah that he had when he was non-Jewish? So how does it help to say mitzvivanu afterwards? So now he's Jewish, but he wasn't a stav on the tefillah of a guy. So if the problem is mitzvivanu, so how does saying it afterwards any better? Now other Rishonim say different. But why can't he say beforehand that he could say afterwards? What's wrong with the bracha when he's not yet, he didn't do the tefillah? Not the word vitzivanu, but a different part. Asher kitshan b'mitzvosav. There's no kitshan b'mitzvosav yet. He's not Jewish. So when he's Jewish, he could say a bracha with the lush, asher kitshan b'mitzvosav. The Tosa says the problem is vitzivanu. So what? How does vitzivanu, a better language afterwards? You're still talking about the tefillah that you had, that you did as a guy. So you want to stop it. Guy's not it's stava to do it. So I don't understand fully pshat, but this is how Tosis learns B'shem, the Rach B'Shem go. Yes.
One thing is that he is coming to God, like he didn't have to do
it's whose tivoy is it? Is it a tivoy, so that's the question. He's not yet Jewish. This is going to make him Jewish. But this non-Jew perspective gear is mitzuve.
If you want to convert,
but to be precise in our language, is he mitzuve to go down this path? A non-Jew is mitzuve. Non-Jew who wants to become Jewish is commanded to go.
Yeah.
Is commanded. Well, it's a tzivoy. So you're saying that tzivoy is not a tzivoy chiyuvis, but just the fact that that's the way to do it. That's the tzivanu. So then, what can he say as a non-Jew? Manafshah. Tosin says you can't say Vitzivanu beforehand. Oh, yes, it's a question.
Yeah.
You're saying that it should qualify Vitzivanu because this is the only way to become Jewish. But but you can't you argue back? But that's not a tzivoy. It's just that's the tzivoy. That's that will be.
Don't
give up so fast. I mean, what are you going to say? Vitzivanu ala shchita. So what's it? You don't have to eat. You don't have to shechit. You don't want to eat. Okay, but the answer is, if you want to eat, you have to shech. So, mitzivanu. But that's because a Jew who wants to eat meat has to shech. But a non-Jew wants to become a Jew, he's commanded. Hashem speaks to him and gives it tzivui. Unless Tosis also means this basically shech kidshanu. Yes, Zach, sorry. Mitzivanu Lamu, that's Atzivoy. So that was anyway something we wondered about. We wondered that yesterday about Lamu Sagarin. So where does it say? Yeah. I asked you yesterday this question. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago. Where does it say that we have a Tzivoy, a Jew? Tosa says everyone can say Lamu Sagarin because there's a mitzvah to be Malgarin. Where does it say that? We have a mitzvah to do Milan Ger? I don't know. But at least there we're talking about the Jews' mitzvah to Lamu Sagarin. But here, to say that he has a tzivoy to become Jewish? How can it be he has a tzivoy to become Jewish? He has no tzivoy.
Once he's in the process, right?
He's in the process, because wonderful. So there's a whole, so being in the process, let's assume he's a male and he had a mila. So there's a whole status in halacha of Gersh and Movil Otavel. Very fascinating topic in halacha. All kinds of inyanim, Karban Pesach, Shmira Shabbos, Yayin Esach, exactly what is the status? He's quasi-Jewish. So you want to bring that into the mix here, that there's possible to save a tzivanu or someone who's already had the mila. And what about a woman who didn't have mila yet? I mean, there's a whole question. We hold Meikar Din Mavul Otav Kilo Lo. Meikar Din is still non-Jewish, but there are indications, there are some things that maybe he already had the bris, he's shayach in some way, so you can put him to some kind of framework. It's still pushing the envelope a lot to try to find a justification of the tzivanu on the tefillah. You want to say maybe because he had the milah, but that's what you mean. You can't just see him being on the process. He's on the 3 months course, to learn. That doesn't give him halachic. It doesn't have halachic consequence. But to say the tzivanu, you have to bring him into the framework of yadus, not just because he's learning. If you say maybe the mila mavulot taval, but even that's hard because, so we hold it's not Jewish.
I'll It's
a good question. You have to speak to experts on gerim, ageris. I don't think they would. I would imagine not. But you know, obviously they, you know, unless you tell them say it in a different way, that at least they can get comfortable with the words, but not actually. But I don't think that they could actually say the bracha with Ritzivano. I would be hard pressed to think that they would. Eliar and Noach, yeah.
When you call it about the path of saying, maybe you can see that, maybe you can say that even though the Ger himself doesn't have a mishpah to convert, that there's this a mishpah on Chavisrael, someone who is desired in order to.
Right, whatever the mocker is for that, which I'm not sure, but even if you grant that, but how does it explain his
nesach?
You can
say that he's moving from bracha on the cloud of the concept of
being
a beautiful
human.
It's
hard to imagine that his bracha would go on the tzibur kol Yisrael, first of all. But if that's true, then why is it only after the fact that afterwards that it works? Tosis is saying he can't do it before, he can do it after. You're saying because now that he's Jewish, now he could be Messiahis to the afterwards, he could say Bitsivana because of the Kol Yisticker Inyan. Because no, that's what you understand. No, once you have a Shita, the Tosis already said before that there's an Inyan for us to be Metapa with Gerim. Tosis talked about Mila, but really someone who's Gerabal is Gaia, let's just say. There is what comes out of Tosis before, maybe by extent, Gerabal is Gaia, there's a mitzvah for Kla Yisrael to be Osik with, to lead him on that path. Tosis said that's why you say Bitsibanu Alamila by a ger. Lamu is a gerim. So you're saying, so when you have a tvila of a ger, so you could talk about the tzivoy of Klal Yisrael for that inyan of the tvila. So Elamai, but if he didn't yet become Jewish, he can't make a bracha that's going to speak to that tzivoy of Klal Yisrael, so he's not yet Jewish. Once he's Jewish, now his bracha could be relating to the tzibur kari. So it's an interesting attempt. I don't know if it works, but maybe it's better than having no answer. I mean, maybe it's an interesting suggestion. So Tosa says mitzivanu, he couldn't say before, and he could say mitzivanu afterwards. It's interesting. I didn't think of that, but it's an interesting possibility. No, yeah.
Just change topic for a second. I don't know.
It's all good, all the same topic. It's
I don't know so much about the halacha by this, but. From what I do know, don't Nashim make a big do tefila, then make a bracha.
So there is a berhatim that brings this down that they do one time, then they make the bracha, then they go a second time. I'm not sure halacha maaseh how many people do like that. You know, I'm not also a fan, but the ikar din I think it should be before, but it could be there is where they bring the father of the shulah, I think like that. I remember seeing once to do once a tefila, then bracha, then second time.
What would be the reason for doing that?
We're not there yet, but we're now today, and when we're going to get to the. We'll get there. We're focusing now on Ger and in other words, this Indian of Tosa says, therefore, the agav that, the women can make the bracha afterwards. Yeah.
Why would
of course, it's a stretch, because why is he making the bracha? It's a strange thing. He should make the bracha on the tefillah that everyone else is mitzvah to matbil him. I don't know, right? Maybe someone else does it. He's doing an action, yeah, but now he's Jewish, so his first declaration of his new transformed status is to acknowledge that Sivoy, Yekar Yisrael, to make him Jewish. It's interesting. But see, look, it's an interesting question. Someone who's asking, what's the pshat? A ger went, did the tefillah, and then it says, v'tzivanu ala tefillah, on the tefillah, but how is he nitzdava? Pasha the Vitzivan means he's including himself in the Tzivoy. But even if he's now Jewish, but that which he did was not something he was mitzvah to do. So that's my question. How is it any better? You're trying to find a way, a formula that the Vitzivan can still relate to everybody else, and yet he's saying it. Again, if it's a Shekin Shan mitzvosav is the problem, then it's very good. Shekin Shan is good. Yeah. So it's not really Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas HaSheva. You know, you're reminding me of the Chassam Sofer for the Leil HaSeder. The Chassam Sofer says that everyone asks the question, Rishonim asks the Kasha, one will make a bracha at Sibbe Tzias Mitzvayim. The mitzvah of Raisa to do Sibbe. We don't find it. We make a bracha, Shekit Shalom, Mitzvosav, to be Mesapa. Okay, you can say a lot of different answers. It's a mitzvah of dibur, so you don't have a birchas mitzvah and a mitzvah of dibur. We don't make a bracha, a birchas mitzvah and birchas hamazon, for example. It's a mitzvah of dibur, it's a mitzvah of dibur, it's a mitzvah derived to do birchas hamazon.
We don't.
Hallel, yes, interesting, yeah, good, good. So you have to know, good, good, good. But my said that, okay, so it's an interesting question. Hallel, yes.
Kriyas
Megillah. Kriyas Megillah, Mikvah Megillah. Okay, so then why not say Shekhi Shem Sadeh Baruch Al Amos? And the answer is, but this is Gufa. The Mazon itself is a bracha. Mikra Megillah is not a bracha. It's not because it's Dibur. Hallel is Hallel. But Birchas Hamas is a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a bracha. Okay, Birchas Kohanim, Shekhi Shem Sadeh Baruch Al Amos. But that's a bracha. That's the bracha of your bracha to give the Kaisel a bracha. But if the mitzvah is a bracha, Tashem is Baruch. You don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Baruch Es Hashem. Hallel is not bracha. Megillah is considered like Hallel. Baskinimor says Megillah is Hallel. Halelta. Okay, so that's one. So basically, this is Mitzrayim is like a bracha. Takash Baruch Hu. It's a shemach Takash Baruch Hu. You'll make a bracha. Okay, Hallel. You say we do. Okay, leave it. I don't know. The Chassam service says that we start with the Badim Hayinu and we end up the Achshav Kivano Amok. We start out that you know Chol Dov Ador Chayv Ad Lirasad Kiyas Mitzrayim. So we're starting out, ki'ilu, we're not yet kibano amakam. It's ki'ilu like a ger can't make the bracha, gabelo chazi, can't make the bracha before the tefillah. Now we come through Magid, now we're already arriving, that we became b'nei chover, now we became Jewish, so to speak. Now the bracha asher galanu, at the end of Magid, that's like a gather of ala tefillah, a tefillah ger. Because now he can make the bracha afterwards. So you sing b'chas ha-shevach, you know, the asher galanu becomes the bracha, Ki'ilu, like the game makes the bracha afterwards. I think so is a chassam sefer. So you're making a birchas shevach out of it, and that's Kali Yisrael. We also do that at the Seder. All right. Yeah, Rafi.
Couldn't they use maybe like a general?
Pashit, it's a birchas mitzvah from what he just did. That's the chayr, the pashup shot. Pashit's not birchas shevach, pashit's not on someone else's. I mean, they don't time set on lachniso. And the Tiknua Khan, Rabbi Nodav, Achniso is on the opportunities for the future. That's why I could say Leh, but Tiknua Khan for the reasons that we said. But that's not a brach. I mean, okay, but Al HaTvila sounds like it's a Tzivano Al HaTvila, meaning on this, no? Not in. A Tvila on the other Tvila, change that. Okay, it's interesting. Maybe it's all possibilities. Interesting. But so why couldn't? But he couldn't do it beforehand because Lamaisa, he's not Jewish, so he can't talk about the Tzivanu. Tosu says he can't make it before because he's not Jewish. He can't say the Tzivanu. He has to be Jewish to be able to speak about Tzivuyim in general, not because it's not. Tosu didn't mean that this Tfilah, because this Tfilah is anyway not Mitzvah on anyway, but he can't talk about the Tzivuy of. In general, yeah. Lamaisa, the Rif says. That when the Gemara says chutz from that tefillah, the Rif quotes, we'll see Rabbi Chanan eventually too, but the Rif quotes the same sheet. The Farsha Rabbanan, the betfilas ger belvad on that. Avosar chai betfilas mevarachin vachakach tovlin. Da kaimulan nida kotsa lachalasa, machai velabruche lachishkala. There's a whole arichas in the Meiri here too. You can take a look and see on this whole question with Tvila. The Ran in the Chidushin, he brings Rashi that Lo Chazi is Balkeri. Kim Dika Tvila Dekaba Lo Chazi Gon Balkeri. U Tvila's Ger. It's interesting. Rashi didn't say Tvila's Ger. But the Ran goes with the idea within Rashi that they're attacking for everybody, Agav, but Agav what? So he puts in Gavra Lachazi on two things. Gavra Lachazi is the Gavra Lachazi of Balkari, because of Ezra, and Tfilas Ger as well, Tiknu Bekulan Shibarach Achat Tfila. Bechein Nira. He says it right, what's his right? Shir Bekulan Mibarach Al Meshu Lachas Yasa, because the Nusach is Al. So what's in the Sach'al? Goes to Achas Yasa. So Eli, you pointed out very nicely, what's the Ran's value? The Gemara came out with Maskana just a minute, a line earlier. You could say Al anyway, even before. So how could, what is the Ran being a Raya? That it must be that all the Tfilos are afterwards, like a low plug. Tiknu B'kulan, you see how I know that? Because you see the Nusach is Al Tfilah. According to Rav Papa, you could say Al Tfilah before too. So like, what was the Ran's Raya? Good Hara. Abu Dasarif, he continues, Vagaonim Shila Amru Ella Baosa Tfila de Gavalo Chazil Brach, Avalo Bacheres. And therefore, what's Nogia for us today? The Kaimulan de Batula Tfilas Balkari? Well, me took me Ella Batfilas Ger Bilvad. So what could have been at one time was Balkari and Ger, and now it's only Ger. Then he asked the Kasha, Bechi Tema im came Bishako Tfilas Kuan Kuz Mitfilas Ger Yvarach Balamit. So the man is really holding on to the chiluk of lad. If it's before, I'd say lamed. Yeshua Amar Rav Shlomo Haskin Hem Shnei Matbeos. Once they have the alpha tefilas ger, so they kept alpha everything. It's interesting. What's bothering the man? I mean, Umayis Ligmar says Hilchasa Al Bil Chametz. So what's wrong? Why does the man have to even bother to point it out? Tarachim, I have to see what to say to that. Let's continue to Netilas Yadayim. Tosis goes on. Where else is this interesting Inyan relevant in terms of the overlap Yasan? So we have Alat Tvila, they say the Bracha afterwards, and Tosis says, Iker is Tvila's Ger, and Ein Limchos, Ein Ligor. And Rashi says, everyone is Agav that, they will attack in afterwards. Tosis brings down Netilas Yadayim. The Chem in Netilas Yadayim, we have another Lochilka. Because really, there are cases to us Yadayim where obviously you can make the bracha before, it's Gavel Lachazi. And there are cases where you don't have that argument, but L'maisa Lo Chilku, you're always going to make it after the Netilah. The Chen Netilas Yadayim Lo Chilku, Ben what? So what are the cases where for sure you couldn't make it before? Ben Netilah Shal Acha Beis HaKisei, Yuva Matzi Yubarach Kodim. So what does Tosis mean? Where do you have a bracha l'achar shiyatza beis hakisei? Does this mean ashiyatza? Can't make the ashiyatza? So there are shittas, this in stomatosis probably does mean, the Torah brings in Siman Zayin maybe, that you make al tiyas yadayim, l'achar beis hakisei, with a bracha. Tosis in stomach meant like that. He didn't mean ashiyatza. You can't make the bracha, yadayim, your word. I mean, it fits also, but you can't make a bracha. He means the al tiyas yadayim, l'achar beis hakisei, you couldn't make beforehand. So I've got that, even on Tilas Yadayim, a regular Tilas Yadayim, the bread, you make the bracha afterwards. The Rush, I think, brings from the Hashkama Baboke, Tilas Yadayim Negovasa. The Rush, at least in Tosis, a Rush. Zeh Atam Shayach Nami Lomar Gabin Tilas Yadayim Shabarach Nachar Netilah. So it's another example of once you have one netilah, tilas yadayim in that instance where it has to be afterwards, so too everything else. So the Braisa really could have had another example. Chutz natfila, what else could the Braisa have said? Chutz natfila and tilas yadayim. So ask the Maharsha, what does he say? Okay, in a chanami. But once the reason that we have by tzvila carries over, so we don't have to spell out all the examples that fit the same profile. Was there another example that could have been mentioned that we weren't today also? But maybe it's not a kashya based on how we went it up. But what else did we see that you can make the bracha after? Lulav. So why didn't it mention that? Chutz min alulav? Oh, because that is a plus, yes. Beautiful. Because that's Tosis explained because of the Nanuim and so on, right? So that's not a kasha. The kasha you could ask is in Tilas Yadayim. So the Rashi says that's the same as Tvila. But what's the Varpa in Tilas Yadayim? There are cases where you have to make the bracha after. So therefore, so what does after mean? After the mitzvah. After the mitzvah, at this point, I was just assuming you did it, and then you make the bracha, agav, you do it afterwards. Miu Benitos is add something more than Tila. Miu Benitila Yesh Tam Acher, Levarach Acher Netila, Kodem Nigud. There's another rationale over there to make the bracha La'acher Netila before the Nigud, before you dry your hands. Kedamina Nigmar and Sota, Ha'ocha Lachan below Nigud Yadayim, Ki'il Ocha Lachan Tamek. So we know that the first time you spill on the hands, that removes the tumma. But then you have to remove again, you have to put a second Naim Shniyim. And if you don't dry, we're afraid there might be still something left from the tumma of your hands from before. So therefore, you have to dry your hands. So in that sense, you mamish doing Obalasi Yashan before the Nigub. We'll soon see in the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch how it's brought down this whole union of Matilas Yadam. It's first finished the Tosfos. The Yesh Mefarshim, another suggestion on the back to Tevila. The Bechol Tevilos Kamar, the Gaber Lochazi. So the Gemara says Gaber Lochazi. So we explain it refers specifically to Tevilas Ger. And then you could say in Ligor, for the women who Tovo and make the Bracha later, the Gaber Lochazi is Tevilas Ger. Tosfos, maybe we could say it's going on all Tevilos. How could it be? What's Gabal Chazi? The Kodem Shiyar Lamayim in its Sarach Lebarech. Dilma Mishim Yasusa Demaya Mimna Velotav. So it's not fit to make the bracha then because you might not go through with it. You might be scared because of what is cold. Afraid to go into the water. It doesn't say why you're afraid. Mistamad, because it's cold or whatever. It doesn't say what. Yasusa Demaya. The Acha Shiyarad, Acha Shiyarad, Azu Arum Vasa Lebarech. Shimbri Borisa Erva. There's no separation. So then you can't make the bracha there. So lo chazi means in a whole different way than that we said before, and it can go on everybody. Yeah.
I was just wondering if you want to consider that one for all tefillos, that concept of libra lo ever doesn't apply to a woman. So how is he able to?
Right. So he means mistama. Once again, you have to say agav mistama. Once you're saying by tefillos for men, the same thing for women. What do we say about Netilas Yadayim? The whole sugya, right? Let's start with maybe the two of the Shulchan Aruch. A lot of different shitas exactly what to do. Someone just mentioned to Shir before that the Shachta Taka makes the bracha before. I don't know, and someone just mentioned to me this before Shir. The lesson of this tour at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Ches, below Yivarach Aracha Netila. Afagav to call mitzvahs and brachin kodim asiyas and shiny hacha says the Torah shepam in yadim nikios and yachol barach kodim hukach tiknu shaga own brachachakach. That's a derech we saw in the rush. But old kevish and brach kodim hanigov habishap kodim asiyas and shigam hanigov from the mitzvah. This is the Torah. Shulchan Aruch. Mikuf nuches sif yud aleph the machaber. Based on the Beis Yosef, Mevarach Kodem Netila. And this is the Rambam, I believe, also. Shekol Mitzvahs Mevarach Aleim Over Asiyasa. The Nohagu Shelo Mevarach Adacha Netila. Nishum De Pa'om En Yadav Nekiyos. Nekach Mevarach Aleim Achash. Shef Yadav Shekvar Yadav Nekiyos Kom Shiyat Aleim Mayim Shniyim. So he tells you after the first time you put the water before you put the second time the water. It's Mayim Shniyim. It will once and then twice. The Ramah goes with Minig Ashkenaz, like we saw in the tour in the Rush and Tosfos. Ramah, the Gam Yachol Baruch Aleim Kodem Nigov, Shigam Nigov Min HaMitzvah Mikra Ovel Asiyasa. So you get Ovel Asiyasa by Kodem Nigov. What happens if you still didn't make a brach? And now you dried your hands. So what then? Can you still make a brach? You didn't make a brach Ovel Asiyasa, and you don't have Nigov either now. Says the Ramah, you could still make the bracha. So what's the pshat? What's it, what does it all depend on? So the Mishnah Berurah explains there are different suggestions why you make the bracha. You could say kodem nigov because you still have avol asiyasan, or it could be that you don't need avol asiyasan because they're metakin to do it afterwards. So that which the Ramah brings, that if you already dried your hands, you could still make a bracha, that's going Lefi Tamarishon, that the Mechaber says, the low dami l'shar brachas. By all the brachas, hove itchi itchi. Too late, too late. You can't make the bracha afterwards. The shiny hacha, because you are your royal levarach mikodem, because mipa'am en yadav mikios. Therefore, if you say that since there are times that you couldn't make before, so ke'ilu l'chatchil was set up until tilas yadayim, the bracha could be afterwards. So even if the afterwards means after nigel, you could still make the bracha. L'chein af k'fa nigel yad b'yuchul barach ot. So that's the basis of why the Rama even would say that you can make the bracha after nigel as well. What about if you already made hamotzi? That already, says Mishabur, enam b'varach al tilas yadayim. And the Taz is machmir even after nigel. Lamaisa, yeah, most people hold like the Rama, and therefore you could make after Nigov b'di'avad l'chatchila yesh lizar b'zem ha'od, and he concludes, Mr. Burr concludes, b'alken yesh lizar b'mesh enogim eza nashim, that they say su yedeichem kodesh, u'mamshichen adavar milom al-tiyos yedam l'lacha Nigov. No, they do everything, and then they say al-tiyos yedam, and that becomes like l'chatchila for them, shalokid in osin kain. That's not proper. Some people do it, it's a whole different minhagim. Some people do it b'shas ha-nigub, some people do kodem nigub mamish, you make the bracha, then you do the drying. Some people, you can already start drying, but you finish the bracha before the end of the nigub. But it's not considered like you're being osek. You're not supposed to be osek melacha, so to speak, when you're making a bracha. That's a halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch also. But since this is gufa, a chelk of the netila, so it doesn't constitute like you're being osik in some other malacha while making the bracha. So some people make the bracha while they're doing the nigel, as long as you don't finish the nigel before the bracha. Yeah.
I think I heard a really good thing once, that you should hold like the towel in your hand when you're take the bracha, because it's like that's the
inyan of the nigel, that's what we're saying. Let's just take a look at the Rebbe Chananel. Very interesting, Rebbe Chananel brings a Yerushalmi. This is just going to take us a little bit off the topic, but it's Ne'inyan Diyoma, as you'll hear in a minute. Rabbeinu Chananel is the one who the Gaon, who quotes the Gaonim that the Rishonim are quoting. I don't know why he brings it in, but we'll read it. We'll see. Maybe it's meant to be that we will read it today. We'll see. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, Yesh Misha Omer, when we see it, and Vasikna, that we say, Chutz Min HaTfila, and so on. Yesh Misha Omer, the B'tfila, the Ger, B'vad, who's the Adavar, the Tanan Allah, B'Solom, and Pershna, or the Pershna Kever. That means if someone is becoming Jewish, it's considered like they need 7 days as if they were Tamei Meis, and they have to go to the mikvah. Abu Sharchai, B'tfilos, Mevarchin, Dakach Tobin. Right? So all the other Chai B'tfilos, make a bracha first, that's B'Kasinan, Nida Kotzel Chalasa, Notzel Kotzel Lachala, V'Halon Nida Tmehi, and Mevarchis, B'Kotzel Lachala. You see that she can make a bracha and a fashas challah. So you see that a tamei can make a bracha. It's interesting, the Iri, the Toch Advar, the long Arichas, the Iri says it could be a different. There, the bracha is on a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of fashas challah. Maybe the bracha and the mitzvah of the tefillah, maybe you want to have a total purity. Maybe the tamei shouldn't make the bracha of a tefillah till after. He has a svara l'chalek from the case of Nida making a bracha and a fashas challah. There, it's a bracha on a separate mitzvah. I forget the exact lashon of me. It's interesting lashon. He says, "Afa gab the nida kotzel chalal." It's different. Maschem mikom makom toli harabanim. So he says that's different. Tviva sheiba achshav letaher noach lano shetamtina shetidfal tei bracha tekufa letviva shekosh efshel abenekias yasher kocha. So he thinks that maybe there's a chiluk between the bracha of HaParshas Challah and the bracha of the tefillah itself. But that's the raya that the Rach brings, that when it comes to a tameh, you see they can make a bracha. The yesh omrim, but then he says as follows, yesh omrim, ko tameh eino mibarach, eino mibarach ela achar ha-tefillah. So every tameh should make the bracha after tefillah. Until now he's assuming every tameh, right, should make the bracha before. Yesh om tamei bracha el achat, but it's not the trumas. Mishnah says in Perek Aleph of Trumas, Chamisha lo yitromu, there are 4 or 5 people who should not be torem, so mafresh truma. The im tarmu, but if they did have fresh as truma, trumas and truma, the truma is chal. Who are the 5? Ha'ilein, someone who can't speak, mute. The hashikar, someone who's drunk. The ha'arum, someone who's not closed. The suma, can't see. Ubal keri. That's the mission. The aminim b'gemara, this is the Yerushalmi he's quoting. There's no gemara badly in Trumas. The aminim b'gemara. Halal chamisha, ein tarmen lechatchila. These five, lo yitrumu, means lechatchila they shouldn't be mafish truma. And the reason depends on what the case is. Yesh mehem, some of these five, the reason they shouldn't be torn is pnei habracha. Because the problem is making the bracha. And what are the three that fit that category? Behu ha'ilem, v'ha'arum, u'balkeri. Ilem can't speak, she can't make a bracha. Arum is not allowed to make a bracha. Engi beros erva. And balkeri because of Ezra, right? And you want to be able to do the brush at the brach. That's for three of the five. What are the other two? What were the other two? Shikar and Summa. Yesh mehem, it's not our topic, but he brings the Yerushalmi, she'in mechav nesamufchar. They won't be able to choose. You're supposed to be mafish, nesamufchar, and Shikar's das is not fully with, he's not with it so much. And the Summa also won't be able to determine hamufcha. Okay, good. So we have an interesting thing to mention. Tommy Balkeri. Now, the Ben Chanal quotes the continuation of the Yerushalmi. Why does it? Why is it our relevant for here? Don't know. Except we're holding before Purim. So let's go on. Okay. There's a category called Shasui, a category called Shikar, and this is Nogeya Halachas of Tfila, Birchas Hamazon. What's called shasui, what's called shikar is a shaila. Shasui means you had a little bit to drink. Shikar means you had a lot to drink, okay? Is it a question of how it affected your mind or how much you drank? It's a whole shaila of different gemaras, gemara in Erevin, gemara in Brachis. Let this reason that I've been chanano and live in the Shulchan Aruch, just because I think it's very nogea, okay? Shasui al yispala. Shasui is l'chatchila not a lot of dab. If he had a certain amount to drink, he's not supposed to daven. Shasu. The imis palel, tfilasu tachanunim. Meaning to say, it counts. Tfila doesn't have to be repeated. Kalama yidei tfila yats. Okay, that's shasu. Shikor al yispalel, but the imis palel, tfilasu gidufin, counts for nothing. It shouldn't have done. The evidence. Now, what is the difference? Is that shasu? Zesh shasu revis. Shikar shasu yosef. That's based on one gemara. But the other way that they differentiate is whether it's the darga of shikar, what it does to you. But here's how he brings it. Rav Zeira boy kamid ravas. Rav Zeira is an older Rishalmi. Shikar maluvarech. What about birchas hamazon? He was talking about brachas before. Shikar. What about birchas hamazon? So it happens. You drink at the Purim Suda. Maybe they won't let you. But if you end up drinking, people drink. So what about birchas hamazon? Amale, v'yachalta v'savata. V'yachalta v'savata, afilo medumdam. That's the end of the quote in Yerushalmi. What's all this about? So I was curious, obviously, you know, it's an interesting Indian, Yerushalmi, medumdam. So let's look a little bit in the halacha. Specifically, birchas hamazon, a person who's a Purim Suda, they drink, and then they have to bench. What's the halacha? Simon Kuf Pehe, start with a tour of this Yosef and then to the Shulchan Aruch, as much as we can do a little bit, maybe with the Mishnah Berurah, a little bit. Okay, just focus, limited on this. This Yerushalmi, this word of Medumdan, and the question of Shikar Mal Levarech. That's the end of the Rabbeinu Chananu. Shikar Levarech Birchas HaMazon. The end of Simon Kuf Pehe, the tour quotes, it's not exactly the way we have in our Yerushalmi, but we'll read from the tour, Yerushalmi. The very end of Simon Kuf Pehe in the tour. Shikar Mausi Yivarech. Abba Bar Abin Amar Chad Chasid Shaul Eliyahu. This is the gear that he has. Shikar Mausi Yivarech Amar Lev Yachalta B'Savata B'Rachta Afilu Medumda. Perush. So who near them, the Enom Yusha B'Daita. Medumda means he's not thinking clearly. Near them, he's like, under slumber, and he can't sleep, he can't, he's not focused. So it's still good, he can still birchas hamazon. The Beis Yosef quotes, this is a Tosis quotes this Yerushalmi as well. Tosis quotes it in Brachis, that Lamed Aleph and Beis and Brachis. The Gemara brings over there, the Gemara is on Lamed Aleph, Tosis and Lamed Beis, so don't get confused if you look it up, okay? The Gemara is on Lamed Mikan, Eli said to Chana, Ad Masai Tish Takarin, Hasirus Yenich Mi'alayach. There's more Mikan Shikar Asur Lispala. So Tosis is on the base. He quotes this Yerushalmi. The afil medumdam perush afil hu shasri b'shikir kokach she'eno yachol adaber. That's what he quotes from Tosis. En yachol adaber karaoi. You can't speak well. The speech is slurred. The hachi mashma b'savata ubeirachta. How do you get it from the pasuk of savata? Some say the savata is shtia. The achalt is eating, the savata is drinking. Others say the savata is as if it would be like a samach instead of a sin. Sole v'sove is being a glutton, meaning to drink. So even when you have wine, you still have the mitzvah of rachat shen olkach. The gam b'smag kasa medumdam pirish milashin evin domein. Pirish shikr she'ini yachul adaber karotli. This is this is one part of the Beis Yosef. Then the only thing is, it's like almost like a skir. He brings the next the Ramaschi. He brings a Tosis and Ervin, which also comes up with Bashasi and Shikor. If he was Shikor, the Stapko Tosis himself, Lachzal Levarech, just what we find by Tefila, or do we say Kimo should be Birchas Hamazon the Dumdum? So in Beirach, Shahayashiko will yachzer. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Tuk Pehe. Right, because of the time element, okay. Siv Dalet. Lashin Hamachader. Siv Dalet. Kuf Pehe. Hilchus Birkas Hamazon. Again, I'm not recommending anyone should get drunk, but I'm just telling you, halacha below the mice, okay? Just to know, these halachas could very much come up important for people, right? Present company excluded, right? But just to know, okay? If anyone asks you, you know this is where to find it. Okay? Kufay heishiv dad. No. Afilu nishtakir kolkach at she'eno yachol ladaber karotui. Yachol avarech b'kas hamazon. First, fish a sif in Shulchan Aruch. That's sif dalet. Sif hey. In Berach vayitzora kenegdo osha yeshikor. Nistapku hatosus varash in tzorach yachzal avarech. What's going on here? I just read you sif dalet, right? Nistakel kokach ach ena yachol davar karaui. Yachol avarech b'kas hamazon. Yachol avarech sif dalet. Sif hey. In Beirach, by a Sitzol Lefanav, one case, Osha Yashikor. Nistapwa Tosus Barashim Sarach Zolvarech. What's going on? One sif after the other. First he says, Yachul Varech, and then he brings, in Rius Shikor, Nistapwa Tosus. So on the word Shikor in Sifhei, the Ramah adds, Pirish Ligamre. So now it sounds like we're trying to talk about two different levels. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. So Sif Dalet, Yachul Varech, a Shikor can make Sebir Kasamazon. We all know the Yishami now. Yishami in Trum is quoted by the Rabbeinu Hananel, Sachem Dazayin and Abayis, Agav, mentioning about Tamei making a bracha, he brings the rest of the Yishami. So, Medumdam, Pirush, and Yachol Dabe Karaoi. Medumdam means he can't speak, he's stuttering or whatever, he can't speak properly. Umi Savata Kadaikle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he gets it from the Savata, Shem Matzli Kamna Pa'amim, Sha'acha Sviya Hadam Omid Shikar. Okay, so that's it cutting down Mishnah Berurah. Then Sifhei in Beirach, and he was Shikar and the staff of Tosfos. What's going on? Says the Mishnah Berurah. What's the Loma? Dibit Tfila Kaimelon and Simon Ayin Vav. That's by Tzoa. Second. The Chengling Kriyashma. So, here we find Birchas Mazon is more kal from Tefila because of the following. What's the din by Shasui? Not Shikor. Shasui is the lower level. L'chatchila, not the daven. We saw in the Ben Chananu, right? The Dievet Tefila is Tefila. What about Birchas Mazon? Here by Shasui, af sheyachol daven pnei hamelech, the way it's brought down in the Hilchas Tefila is Shasui means he daven pnei hamelech. Shikusa shalot, you're part of from all mitzvahs. Shasui means he daven pnei hamelech. Shikor means any yachol daven pnei hamelech. The Shasui, he can speak of pnei hamelech, kaimalan, da'al yispalel. That's shasui. Uli birkas hamazon vade mutter b'shasui. Okay, now it says, Osha Yashikar says the Ramah Lugamre. What's Lugamre? Haimish in Ishtakir Kokach Ach Eni Yachol Dabot Mehamelech. So the way he's explaining from the Ramah that the case of Nistaplotosis is that you've gotten to the point you can't speak. If you're in front of an authority, you wouldn't have the presence to be able to. Nistapko and Sarach Levarech, when you get over the hangover, Ksha Yafug Yeno, Badang on the Sakal Amazon, can you bench then? One thing is clear, because that's the Dargah Kishota L'chol Mitzvah, Patim in HaMitzvah. So that's for sure Patim in HaMitzvah. U'besifah Kodem, Shemate Levarech, Ma'iri Sheyachol Dav Pnei HaMelech. So the way the Mishnah Berurah is learning it, the first case is he's Yachol Dav Pnei HaMelech. That's why Yachol Levarech is a Mazah. And what's the case of Tosfos is Mesupak, if it's not Yachol Dav Pnei HaMelech. The Hikshu Kamachronim, but what do we say Medumdum means by definition? Medumdum means we explain any Yachud Abba Karoi. You can't speak Karoi, how can you be Omitne Melech? Something doesn't add up. If you can't speak properly, then what's going to be in front of the king? You'll do the same stammering. The Hikshu Achronim, the Kemish and Yachud Abba Karoi, Mistama and Yachud Abba Melech. Vafilachi Matir Hayushalmi. Yushalmi says Medumdum. The tour's medumdum maybe is not such a kasha. The tour's medumdum was what did we read from the tour? In Meyusha Medaita, all right. But everyone else, what we quoted from the smag, medumdum means that he can't yachol daba karoi. Tosu said like that. So how could you call him yachol daba fe'amela? That's the kasha min yachronim. So they answer, some answer, they get achronim say like this, that when you're in front of the king, suddenly you'll get your focus back. You have to, you know, whatever it is, the emas hamelech. So by a normal situation, any achadav karei, but in a chanami, with me hamelech, you'll be able to do it. Bedina, maski achronim din ira, shenishtake kolkach, afo piken yivorech, chatchilo yizor, lo vorech, kodim shiobo lidei kach. Two last marmakomos, very interesting marmakomos. So Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal in Beitza, he's talking about Simchas Yontif. People typically drink on Yontif, not Purim. Simchas Yontif. So then you have to bench after your meal. So he has the following: Beitza Perik Beis Os Hay, yeah. He says, even though the rule is shasri lo yispal lechatchila, he said, the shasri hu sheyachol ledaber lefnei hamelech. So he's talking about tefillah now. So how's a person go daven mincha on yontif? If he's a shasri, chatchila, you're not supposed to go daven. If you're shasri, you had a little bit to drink. So he says, efshel omar, de lo asru chachamim lechatchila ele b'chol. Wait a little bit and then daven. Don't daven if you had a little to drink. You could daven, you could omit the melech, but still. Abu Hayom shel yantif shemitzvah l'smoach v'chatsi lachem ukmi adina shetfilaso tfila v'kodesh baruch hu mekabel tfilaso me'acha shehu sameach v'tov lei b'simchaso shomako. He brings a medesh v'anis tfilaso yichash ha'meis vatzon. That the passage before says Yeshivu Yeshisu be Shosei Yestichu be Yoshvei Sheichar Yoshvei Shar Neginas Shosei Sheichar Vanis Tilas Yechashem Esmatzon. David says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, this is why we say this by Shabbos and Mimcha. We are so different than all the other nations of the world. We drank and yet we come to daven. Alma Shabbos Shabbos Yantif Yesh Lispalel Achas Sheshasu. Rak shelo yagira l'shir shikrus. This is the chiddush of Marshal. So the issue of chatchila to daven when you're shasui could be doesn't hold when you're doing it as a simcha. Rav Kook, there's a whole maimer. I'm not going to read. Maybe tomorrow we'll see. But read the whole thing. Beautiful thoughts about Purim. But just at the very end of that, he has a few lines in halacha. Shir hashikrus any yachol daven l'fnei hamelech. That's already tefillah toeva, right? That we know for tefillah. Shasu is al yispal lechatchila, and shikrus any yachodav pnei melech is mamish even b'diavad. What about Purim? talking about Purim, Berachas HaMazon, what about for the davening? Nirus daiti diyesh gomer shu shir gadol l'shikrus. V'imlo yeshikr gadol fikr she'en pachav d'neged enav, en yachol chavin daito. Mikol makom, similar to what we said before, kishayira ha'melech d'neged enav. You see the king in front of you. Yor v'daiti v'nina miyeno, u'medaber kahogen. It's at the point where even the awe of the king would still not impact on you. That's the whole mimer that maybe I'll read you tomorrow, the whole beautiful mimer of Machshava that he wrote earlier, according to what I just said, which hopefully I'll tell you afterwards. Again, speaking in the abstract, Shashikras mitzvah. To have a little bit is chova. So limud zchus for those who are shasui and they drink and they daven. Got the shikras, I guess. What I see he's doing is taking the mashal of Yantif and applying it to Purim. At least got the shasri, he's comfortable saying yeshamalismoch. If the shasri was machmas simchas Purim, just like the mashal says, but they don't quote the mashal, of course, got the simchas Yantif. So he says that the iser of the chatchil of shasri yistal would not apply, and he's flirting with the possibility that, again, that the Mishnah brought from the Achronim, that if you can get yourself l'fnei melech enough that you can hold your own, then even what normally not be considered to be tefillah would be good enough l'gabi situations like that. Again, all halacha below the ma'isa, but shikras is a very big problem, but just to understand some of the inyanim that come out of it. Okay.